Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Real Talk with Emo on StreetsRadio.com. That's Streets spelled with a Z. And I'm your host, Sir Emo, here in Sacramento, California. This is my one-hour internet radio show that pops off every Monday, 10 a.m. on the West Coast, 12 a.m. Central Time, and 1 a.m. on the East Coast. We keep it real here on Real Talk with Emo. And I'll be bringing you new music, live interviews, and we'll be talking about real-life subjects like politics, religion, and life in your hood. This is the place to be every Monday. You can also listen on your cell phone or be a part of the live discussion by calling area code 646-478-3243 or log on to blogtalkradio.com/streetsradio to hear shows you may have missed before. There you can copy and paste the widget and put it on your page or your website to stay updated and help us spread the word. You are now tuned in to Real Talk with Emo on StreetsRadio.com. Log on to PaceOut.net and you can find my Twitter, my MySpace, my Facebook, all that good stuff, how to cop my music and to support the movement. But other than that, we're going to get into the first song and get this show started. You know how we do. One love. God bless. 2010. Yeah, we hustle addicts out here, man. Your boy Emo in the house, rugged and raw in the building with me one time.
Circumstances, taking chances, enhancing my game. Affiliated with niggas hustling for the fortune and fame. Street savvy, thugged out, ain't shit gon' change. Laced up, uncut like a pound of cocaine. Real shit, street shit, niggas can't fuck with. Thug shit, mob shit, bitch, you'll get touched shit. Rough and rugged, thuggish, as I wanna be. Money over bitches, my nigga, when it come to currency. If it ain't real, then nigga, it ain't official. Money macking, my niggas packing them pistols. Creeping the bones like Jason at Camp Crystal. Split your throat to put two in your skull tissue. If there's an issue, nigga will dismiss you. Kiss your sister and give your mama a tissue. But I pass the streets and your family's grieving, they'll miss you. One shot to the dome and make sure that tuxedo fits you. Hustle-matic, counting figures, nigga like mathematics. Hustle addict, hustle to get it, so we gotta have it. Home status, point out key plays like John Madden. When they come to get in the cabbage, we manage to be some savages. Hustle-matic, counting figures, nigga like mathematics. Hustle addict, hustle to get it, so we gotta have it. Home status, point out key plays like John Madden. When they come to get in the cabbage, we manage to be some savages.
I'ma let it be known that I'm a hog and my status is OG. Been in the lab trying to get rich since 9-3. Steady on the grind, money on my mind daily. Fuck you, nigga, pay me. If you hate me, it's all good. I never ran from another man in no hood. Known to keep it real on the block like G should. Ask your baby mama, best she tell you to dip good. She love to go ahead and make my day like Eastwood. Yeah, it's automatic, I'm hustle-matic and then some. Trying to get the paper forever better, my income. Never be struggling, you can see I be bubbling. Catch me in the lab making tracks all day. My nigga, we don't play. Fuck a nigga off of trying to floss and have you laying 6 feet like I was a boss. We hustle addicts on the track like dope fiends. Music in my veins like a part of my bloodstream.
Hustle-matic, counting figures, nigga like mathematics. Hustle addict, hustle to get it, so we gotta have it. Home status, point out key plays like John Madden. When they come to get in the cabbage, we manage to be some savages. Hustle-matic, counting figures, nigga like mathematics. Hustle addict, hustle to get it, so we gotta have it. Home status, point out key plays like John Madden. When they come to get in the cabbage, we manage to be some savages.
Hustle tactics, move anything to get the scratch faster. Muscle the Rudy Poops pack if it's that drastic. Hate crime all you want, nigga, we smash faggots. Defeat a bitch, stick all day. Stay tonsil stabbing, the game's been shady. Long before Marshall Mathers. Take a nigga out his shoes for some constant blabber. Rover bullies with more tools than Tim Allen. Never once for following the rules to live by money managed. Don't joke, can't stand niggas that's funny acting. Mike effing on the block and end up bare acid. Fuck fair when we get tech, we philosophizing. Run to the block where they hit. stick like John Madden. 9-5, the streets recollect the status. Slice through beef and leave them weak niggas eating carrots. So need to wait till nighttime to get embarrassed. Stop a beast in this prime time, that shit hilarious.
Hustle-matic, counting figures, nigga like mathematics. Hustle addict, hustle to get it, so we gotta have it. Home status, point out key plays like John Madden. When they come to get in the cabbage, we manage to be some savage. Hustle-matic, counting figures, nigga like mathematics. Hustle addict, hustle to get it, so we gotta have it. Home status, point out key plays like John Madden. When they come to get in the cabbage, we manage to be some savage.
Yeah, man, you gotta be a savage about getting that paper, you feel me? Fuck a recession, man. We've been in a recession in the hood all our life. Yeah, man. Rugged and raw in the building with me, like I said once before. Let's get it.
I'ma put you on hold for just a moment, though, but we'll be back right after the break. Thanks for tuning in to the Streets Talk.
Yeah, yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Welcome to Real Talk with Emo. I'm here every Monday, man, just playing music, talking to people, trying to get my voice out there, get myself heard, you know how it is. Got a few CDs out there. Been doing this for a minute, so this is just another way to keep myself out there and to let y'all know that I know a few people with a lot of talent. So, you know, I had them people send me songs, and I play them on my little radio show. I like to mix that in with major artists and stuff like that, some new stuff that you probably never heard from Snoop Dogg album or, you know, Trey Songz or other people that I like, you know, that I ride around and listen to that inspired me to do good music. You know, you hear the songs that they play on the videos and on the radio, and, you know, you might not know on their album they have some other good songs. So other than playing music, we like to talk about situations and stuff like that. So I just wanted to get this out the way first off. I'm sending a lot of prayers and blessings out to the people out in Haiti, man. If you guys seen the footage on that, I mean, just imagine everything around you crumbled. Your capital buildings, everything you're looking at just in rubble, man. Everybody you're looking at crawling up out the rubble and all that. Just imagine that. I looked at that footage and deep inside me, I just couldn't imagine being involved in something like that. But it has happened in San Francisco. Some of my people and family has felt stuff like that. But to me, the stuff they were showing there was like destruction, man, because they already living in poverty out there already. I mean, that's one of the poorest countries in the world. So they already living in poverty, and then a big earthquake come and shake down all the rest of the stuff they got. I mean, you know, they ain't got no hope over there. So, I mean, we really got it good over here. We should appreciate that every day. And that's why I'm kind of appreciating the fact that Friday is my birthday. I'm appreciating the fact that a black man can make it to another year, keep it popping, you know what I mean? So Friday is my birthday. And, you know, if you want to say what's up to me or whatever, hit me on my Twitter, on my Facebook, or text me or something. You know, most of y'all, some of my peoples that I text about the show. So if you got to text about my show, hopefully you ain't bugged by it or whatever. But if you can't make it, you know, just a text just to let you know what I'm doing out here, you know. I'll keep it popping. So we're going to dedicate this show to the people in Haiti. If you got anywhere you can go give $2, $3, $5, $10, whatever you can give, man, at these little stores, grocery stores, everywhere they got something set up for you to go give the money to. I don't know if they're going to get all the money, but you can go give and feel better in your heart that you did that. But you don't have to give to everybody run up on you, because, I mean, people run up on me every day. I'm like, I already gave, and they looking at me crazy like, oh, forget you then, dude. You driving, you hopping out of car, you look happy, and it's like, bro, earthquakes hit my pocket every day. You feel me? I feel like I'm living in a poor area in my world. I should have a lot more than I want. I mean, what's poor? I mean, are you poor or are you rich? Do you think because you got $5,000 or $20,000 that you rich? Or do you got millions and you think that's rich? Or, you know, I'm trying to make shit more than all that. But I ain't going to, you know, talk your head off, because this is Real Talk with Emo, even though sometimes that's what I'm going to do. So this show is dedicated to the people in Haiti right there and to me, because my birthday is this Friday, January 22nd. We got a couple of people calling in today with some good interviews on some artists that you might not know of. But you should know, they got some records out there, some records coming out. They doing their thing around the city. I mostly represent Sacramento or whatever. I'm from the Bay Area, but I live in Sac for like 10-plus years. And I represent Sacramento, so I'm going to get them shine first. Once the show pick up, people calling me more. They like, you know, I want to be on the show. You know, it's good. I arrange that. So I'm going to have three people an hour just to, you know, come through and say their thing. So we got a couple people coming through today. My homie Confidential was going to drop by and let us know what he got going on. I'm going to start getting some of this music from these people, and I'm going to play these songs in my future shows. So come back, and you'll be able to hear more about what they sound like. Right now, it's the beginning stages. I'm just getting them on to talk amongst good music, and you can hear who they is. A lot of people, you know, was happy that I had Brother Lynch on my first show. Shout out to Lynch for that. Then I had Bueno on the second show. A lot of people didn't know who Bueno was, but they was happy to hear who he was. The way he interviewed and answered questions, they went and Googled him and found out who he was and found out that, yeah, he was official. So I was proud to turn people on to that. You know what I mean? People do listen to this show, man. They call in. Even if they don't call in, they go log on later, listen to it. You know, there's people on the internet right now listening. There's going to be people coming back later listening in the archives and all that. So message your boy, man. I'm going to try to cut out the cussing a little bit, even though we don't give a fuck. You know, we gonna say what we gotta say, but I'm gonna slow the cussing down a little bit and not just be such an influence on, you know, bad language, you know what I mean? But we do what we do. If it come out, it come out. But I'm gonna try to keep it professional. And, you know, this is real talk with emo, man. So I'm gonna get into a song in a minute. We got my homegirl Ann Carter coming through too. She's a female rapper out here. I've been knowing for years, so it's about time for her to start shining in a minute. She got a single on iTunes and all that. I'll let her tell you what she got going on. She'll be through here in a minute. So other than that, I'm going to play something for you, man. It's one of my nice songs I like off the Snoop Dogg album, man, featuring Lil Jon called 1800, man. You know he was inspired by that Yay area right there. You just check out the song, man.
Yeah. They ain't ready for this one, nephew. Yeah. Lil Jon.
Hey!
Snoop Dogg.
Uh-huh.
Turn this shit up, nigga.
Let's go.
1800, I'm blunted for certain. Geeking on your hoes, everybody here turn. 1800, blunted for certain. Geeking on your hoes, everybody here turn. Well, nigga, I'm burnt, little mama, what it do? Yeah, nigga, I'm burnt, little mama, what it do? Shorty, you burnt, little mama, what it do? If a nigga make a move, little mama coming too. 1800, I'm blunted for certain. Snoop D.O. Dubs,
yeah.
Pocket full of dubs,
yeah.
All my niggas dubs, rolling on candy,
yeah.
Feeling like mess square, bitches can't stand that. Hey, my niggas turned up, I'm a beast, bitch. West Coast, I'm on the East, bitch. When I'm in the place, the hoes lose it. They say they love me, in the music, the spot jerking. They be getting low, she wanna roll, that's what I'm here for. I threw a grand up, and why she come down? That ain't for you, bitch. I like to hear the sound, now put your hands up, I wanna see you work. She blew a kiss, I blew the perp. I'm geeked up, girl, I'm on my tip too. My niggas all wrong, and I'ma get 1800, I'm blunted for certain. Geekin' on your hoes, everybody here turn. 1800, blunted for certain. Geekin' on your hoes, everybody here turn. Well, nigga, I'm burnt, lil' mama, what it do? Yeah, nigga, I'm burnt, lil' mama, what it do? Shorty, you burnt, lil' mama, what it do? If a nigga make a move, lil' mama coming too. 1800, I'm blunted for certain. Snoop Digo Dub, I'm higher than a mug. Cameras going off, all the chickens want hugs. And when I'm on the bill, I for sure to the club. Everybody on me, nigga, I'm a star. Long Beach Lakers, see the faces in the car. Pimpin' what it do, she poppin' like a pill. 1800 in my hand, let it spill. Your party on E, if Snoopy don't come. You smoke about a zone, I smoke about a drum. Burped in the club, my hands on the thigh. A east side nigga put his hood in the sky. She like what I say, I like what she do. Turn that ass around and drop it like a fool. I'm geeked up, girl, I'm on my tip too. The homies all on, but I'ma get you. 1800, I'm blunted for certain. Geeking on your hoes, everybody here turn. 1800, blunted for certain. Geeking on your hoes, everybody here turn. Well, nigga, I'm burnt, lil' mama, what it do? Yeah, nigga, I'm burnt, lil' mama, what it do? Shorty, you burnt, lil' mama, what it do? If a nigga make a move, lil' mama coming too. 1800, I'm blunted for certain. Snoop Digo Dub, turn
that shit up. I don't buy bub, tequila got me going. Burnt in the club and everybody knowing. Nigga, I'm a boss, I do what I do. Millionaire status, nigga, who is you? My looks on right, baby, look at me. She like high talk, I get it from the P. Lil John did it, the party going dumb. Put it in the air, listen to the drum. Snoop Dogg said it, we getting turned up. Swishes all around, getting burnt up. Look at how I do, I grab her by the waist. Whisper in the ear, then I touch her on the face. I'm geeked up, girl, I'm on my tip too. Everybody on, but I'ma get you. 1800, I'm blunted for certain. Geeking on your hoes, everybody get turned. 1800, blunted for certain. Geeking on your hoes, everybody get turned. Well, nigga, I'm burnt, lil' mama, what it do? Yeah, nigga, I'm burnt, lil' mama, what it do? Shorty, you burnt, lil' mama, what it do? If a nigga make a move, lil' mama coming too.
Yeah, yeah, what's up with it? What's up with it? You're tuned in to Real Talk with Emo. And you know how we do it out here. We keep it real, you know what I mean? So, you know, I got my homegirl, Ann Carter, on the line. And we're going to chop it up with her real quick and see what she got going on. Because, you know, it's 2010 and we got a lot of new things going on out here in SAC. Hey, C, what's up with you?
What's up, Emo boy? How you doing?
You know, me just working, hustling for the city, trying to put us on the map every way I can.
Like you always do. Hey, if y'all don't know about Emo, I met Emo about 10 years ago in the studio, and he was grinding then, and he never stopped. Y'all need to know about Emo and give it up to this man, because he's one of the few that I know that really wants to see all these artists prosper out here in 916 and really be doing his part and staying humble. So I know I appreciate you for that. Everybody else, you know.
That's real talk. That's why we doing it like this. I mean, I didn't ask her to say that. I mean, that's what I work for, is for people to respect what I do, because I respect what they do. And I've been respecting you, you know, ever since the first time I heard you spit a rap. So I was hoping you never stopped doing that when I seen you 10 years ago or so. You feel me?
It didn't
matter. What else you did? You changed your name, all that. You know, we used to go by the Venomous, you know, because you was Venomous back then. You know, you was a female, you was spitting venom. So even though you know, you AC and Carter, that's who you are now. I appreciate you still, because you still here.
I'm still here.
And it ain't too many females out here in Sacramento that's sticking. Feel me? So I know you got a family and kids and all that, and they've been using that as an excuse. You feel
right.
me? Like, they can't do it because they got kids and all. How do you tend to do music as a female in your life?
Oh, it's not easy, but I tend to draw from them experiences that I have, whether it's having to get up early in the morning and going to a job that I can't stand going to, or whatever I'm just dealing with on a daily. I put in my music. That's how I keep from really stressing, actually. I think back in the day, I was trying too hard to be like what I thought these niggas wanted to hear. And now I'm just doing me, you know. So I represent for the ladies, for the real ones, you know, going through this everyday struggle. I put it out there like that.
Yeah, so see, we need that. We don't need no more females out there, you know, perpetuating the fact that you got to look like a whatever to get attention and all that. You know what I mean? I ain't gonna call them out because they my sisters too.
Right,
but
at the
same time, it's like the industry, like you said, you thought you had to be like what you thought niggas want you to hear, and that's probably where the name Venomous came from, because you thought you had to be tough and all, you know. But I respect that. That's how I am. I don't think I have to wear chains and do all that old type of stuff to feel like I'm an artist. You feel me? I be Emo, and that's why I respect you, because I can relate. I see that all on you every time I see you. You feel me? So,
we need to see that. We need to see the real now in the industry, because there's too much bullshit. I'm a fan of music, and I can't relate to a lot of the shit I'm hearing. So I'm not the only one. So we need to put stuff out there that people can relate to. You know, I miss hearing music that I can say I feel that I'm going through that right now or whatever.
Yeah,
you know, it's just a bunch of bull to me that's out there.
So what you got out there floating right now that people can get, and you know, and when the album coming, you know, let us know.
Right now I have my single is called I Want to Go Bad, and that's available on iTunes right now. And I'm working on my debut album. I'm trying to get it out there the end of March. That's my goal because I'm almost done. So I'm trying to get that out there. But my single is called I Want to Go Bad. You can get that on iTunes. You can hit me up on Twitter @MrsAnnCarter. And I still got my MySpace up, and that's Ann Carter Music, so you can check that out too. And hit me up. Holler at me. I'll holler back at everybody. I don't think I'm too good to talk to nobody. I'm not out here shouting, oh, my fans, I got these fans and whoop whoop. I'm just an everyday girl just out here grinding, you know, trying to get my music out, express myself, and have a few messages out there for y'all at the same time, so.
Send me that song and that single because I'm going to start playing that on the show or whatever.
Okay.
And if they don't know, I know I got a track or something I produced on that album, so I can't wait to
you
see that.
You sure do. I can't wait. I can't wait till that's mastered. I can't wait. I'll be sending you that too, but most definitely.
Appreciate you calling me, and I really do. You gave me a nice interview for these females out there. Anything you want to say, shout out anything before you go, and I do our thing, you know, anything you want to say, let them know.
Let me shout out to DJ L Boogie, who's also my producer and husband out here doing his thing. Shout out to my brother GR. He's on a couple of my songs. He's on the single that y'all be hearing pretty soon. And shout out to Sine. Shout out to Agnia Defeat, Bones. Who else I got on my album that I may be forgetting? Of course, you, Emo. And we out here. We're trying to get it done. So
That's what's up, man. I appreciate you calling in. Send me that song in my email. The one that you got on iTunes right now, so I can start blasting at it the next Monday or whatever. I start playing that real soon. I'm trying to get my peoples to send me their songs. And it's hard, but, you know, I stay on people. I know how it is. I know what I got to do, so I stay on people, and I hit you up about it, but I know you'll get me the song. So give me the song, and one love, and take care of that family, and I'll talk to you soon. All right, AC?
All right. Thanks, Emo.
Yeah, you be safe, mama. One love.
Right.
Yeah. Y'all know how we do it. You tuned in to Real Talk with Emo. That was my homegirl, Ann Carter. You might want to go Google or check that out. You know, she on Twitter and MySpace, iTunes, all the shit, man. We represent SAC. So with that said, I'm going to get some of this smear dirty in.
Cause I did it on the streets before I did it on the beats. I did it on the streets before I did it on the beats. Head high, pencil on my waistline. Knew about bass before I knew about a bass. Cause I did it on the streets before I did it on the beats. Said I did it on the streets before I did it on the beats. Yeah, I write out my life just so you could listen. 5 racks and a 9 in my true religion. Sitting back looking at life through my newer vision. And how this chopper break you up like new edition. Broke bitches come around trying to choose pimping. Thinking I don't need no money from you, then you tripping. When I spit this out, make it look easy. Cause I'm really living the shit, I don't get it from TV. Started young, hanging out in the GB with the older niggas. Was only 10 when I seen the homie smoking, nigga. And I ain't freeze up, run up, panic. I barely had a reaction to what just happened. I ain't even think about how his mind's to be fast. Was just thinking that this nigga shouldn't have caught us some crabs. I'm not new to this shit, I gave it all that I had. Why you think she give me all of her cash? Bitches go crazy every time I come around. If they didn't want me then, I bet they want me now. Cause I did it on the streets before I did it on the beats. I did it on the streets before I did it on the beats. Head high, pencil on my waistline. I knew about bass before I knew about a bass. Cause I did it on the streets before I did it on the beats. Said I did it on the streets before I did it on the beats.
I live a street life way before I grab the mic. I've been doing pills, nigga, been doing right. My mama said by now she thought that I'll be doing life. On 6 feet underneath, nigga, through a life. I told my mama, fall back and don't judge the kid. Cause them South Sacramento niggas love the kid. Head to the sky, hand on my dick. My nigga
nigga face in life, I'm finna smack the way this is. And don't confuse me with these rappers, see the differences. They only rap about this shit, I'm really living it. Bang it up, yep, your nigga known for breaking laws. I knew the county boss way before I counted bars. And now these rappers hit my line and I won't answer calls. I been with this shit before I rapped it all. And all you backpack rap cats just rap it all. You ever lost a bitch that fuck it and just laughed it off? And when your niggas needed bodies, did you pass them off? And only fuck with bitches, nigga, if some cash involved. And if these rappers hit the streets, they wouldn't last at all. These niggas bitch made snitches getting passed and
go crazy every time I come around. If they didn't want me then, I bet they want me now. Cause I did it on the streets before I did it on the beats. I did it on the streets before I did it on the beats. And it's time. On my waistline, I knew about bass before I knew about a bass. Cause I did it on the street before I did it on the beat. Said I did it on the street before I did it on the beat. Huh? I'm getting money, nigga. That's why these niggas mad. I'm not a pretty nigga, but all my bitches bad. Put it in my hand. Who you talking to? I don't want a bitch that go to school like prostitutes. I can't ever get married, well, possibly so. But if I did, I'ma marry a hoe. Cause I gotta know that she gon' go. If it get bad, take the show on the road, I got get back. You know that shit you see in videos, I live that. And that shit that you rapping about, I did that. Federal investigations, I've been through it. Yeah, I'm selling dope, you listening, go crazy every time I come around. If they didn't want me then, I bet they want me now. Cause I did it on the streets before I did it on the beats. I did it on the streets before I did it on the beats. Head to the sky, pencil on my waistline. I knew about bass before I knew about a bass. Cause I did it on the streets before I did it on the beats. Said I did it on the streets before I did it on the beats. Huh?
Something off the hip. tip. No, I don't mean the phone. Eating y'all for breakfast. No, necessary.
The killer gone for a minute. Now you know the kid back now. Still banging hard. Know the kid don't back down. Rock my pants with a sag and a flag hanging out the back. Jeans G unit ran up on my tag. I'm really in here. Waves crazy in the hair. Like get seasick if you stare. Don't compare the style. Can't even match with the clothes I wear. I swear I'm tougher than Nigerian hair.
I'm tough, yeah. I'm the reason for companies are tough, and I'm the reason labor hurts, man, and tough,
yeah.
See, I am not soft,
nope.
In fact, I'm so hard,
yeah.
And I'm so street, just like a boulevard, man, I tell you this,
yeah.
Sometimes I'm very sick,
yeah.
Your rhymes are flimsy, just like a drum trick, and I can well equip in G.I. Joe fit, something kind of crazy in the head, like a horror flick, getting where I fit in, so these chicks, they know, choosing on the regular, so my they blow, out of control, and this ain't the remix, it's tough defense, bring them in, kick them out, all in one sequence, like a virgin trying not to nut. I'm tough, like trying to dodge Mayweather's punch, I'm tough, what
a...
Yeah, what's up with it? What's up with it? You tuned in to Real Talk with Emo. I got a couple people online real quick. I'm going to get to you. I see you waiting for me to talk to you right now, but I got a caller that I've been waiting for. Like I told y'all at the beginning of the situation, who I was going to have here. When I seen them tweets and all that, it's official. I ain't going to tell y'all nobody's going to be here that ain't going to be here. If they don't make it here, it wasn't because of me. Because I know damn well I put in my work to get the people here so they can tell y'all what's going on. So on the line, like I mentioned to y'all before, I got my homie Confidential in the building.
What's up,
what's
with
that,
man?
Oh,
man, you know, too much to be stressed. Boy, how you doing, man?
Man, I'm just trying to, you know, do my part. You feel me? At all times.
You and me both, man. You and me both.
What you got going on, bro? Tell the people who you is, and, you know, I want you to introduce yourself. I want you to also send me some of your music or something so I can play. I got a song or two, but it ain't on my computer right now. But, you know, send me some of your updated stuff that I can play in the future shows. But right now, go ahead and tell everybody who you are and what you do, man.
For sure, man. You know, it's your boy Confidential, the temperamental Californian. You know what I'm saying? What I do is bang shop. You know what I mean? And when I say I bang shop, that means hip-hop is a way of life for me, so I live it. You know what I mean? You can check out your boy, iTunes, Napster, where you know, Google Confidential. Matter of fact, this month, make sure you check me out in the new edition of Ozone Magazine, patiently waiting, you know, really repping for that 916, trying to get on, man. That's point blank what Confidential is about right now, is getting on. You know what I'm saying? Fuck with your boy.
Yeah, so I mean, have you had any albums out in the past that they can, you know, might know of or want to know of, or what you got going out there?
Well, you know, Bang Shop Dose One is in stores online and all that good stuff. You know, my single off of that last album, Club Jump, it really got your boy some good buzz work going on in Northern California as well as a couple other states too. You know what I'm saying? Right now also you could go, you know, to Dat Piff too, you know, if you wanna go ahead and be broke and download for free, I'll go ahead and give you that option. If you want to support a brother movement, go to iTunes and pay that $5 for it, you know what I'm saying? Your boy also got that remix edition out there cracking right now, you know, that's on iTunes, Baptist, all of that stuff, you know, with San Quentin, the Jacka, Doey Rock, Empire the Great, you know, Big Malo, production by Goldfingers, you know, it's a fireworks thing, so You know, it's just, if you Google confidential, anything you need to find out, it's going to be on there for you.
Yeah, see, man, that's been the key thing lately, is getting your Google up, huh?
Getting the Google up, man. You know, when me and Emo first met, you know what I'm saying? I'm still on that hand-to-hand hustle, you know, every day. You know, I got to stay relevant in these streets. You know, that's a big part of me getting the buzz that I have gotten. But, man, the internet game is really, man, it's something else out there. I'm trying to get, like, Emo on my internet game, man.
Yeah, man, I'm trying to, you know, like, learn the future, because I'll be reading, man, and I'll be looking into what the plot of the world, you feel me, outside of us and, you know, bigger than us, what they got going on, and the computer is a big part of the whole situation, you feel me?
Man, you ain't lying. Man, you know, I don't think I saw a computer till I got to high school, and I think my son would have computers in kindergarten, you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah,
how did I, man, I just tell you what it's going to be, man.
Yeah, so, you know, we can't really do nothing about it, so I like to, you know, if you can't beat them, join them, you know what I mean? So I
find
my
way.
I feel like I pay my money every month for that internet, I should get something back, you feel me?
Hey, we gotta take advantage of it, man, because it's a whole other outlet that a lot of brothers and sisters really don't take the opportunity to check out, you know what I'm saying? I mean, there's so much stuff you could do on that internet, you know what I'm saying? It ain't about just the MySpace and the Twitter, you know what I'm saying? If you got kids, put them on some of them educational websites and let them learn something, you know what I mean? It's a new game, man. It's technology pimping going on nowadays, man.
Yeah, man, that's how we got real talk with Emo, man. We keep it real, we give you official shit, because, I mean, you know, most of the people I talk to, we grown and we know something, man, so... I mean, we trying to give a little knowledge on how we do what we do. Like you said, Google the confidential, man. I want y'all to check him out. This brother came up to me and gave me a CD with confidence one day for free. I went and slapped it in the car and was instantly in love, and I've been a fan ever since, brother. I've been, like, proud. I watch your Twitters. I watch everything you're doing. I click on shit and go looking at videos and all the shit, man. So I pay attention to what you're doing, and I'm proud of that. That's why I wanted to interview you and let people know when they hear about you from me, that I knew what I was talking about.
Hey, man, you know, and off the top, you know what I'm saying, that's my love for Emo Hondo. Y'all don't realize, you know what I'm saying, you know, when I first got out here on my own, man, because I was with a camp that really didn't do shit for me. When I first got out here on my own, man, y'all was some of the first, between you, Hondo, and Mr. Story, y'all was like the first cats to put that microphone back in my hand, man. So, you know, I forever, you know what I'm saying, got love for the man Emo, because he let a nigga shine when it was looking real dark. Yeah, I mean, so that's straight up real talk to the fullest.
Yes, sir, man. Well, I'm going to get on out of here, man. I got a couple callers. I just wanted to get a little information. I think you can gave us everything we need to know to keep in touch with you. They'll be listening to this later if they didn't hear it now. There's a lot of people online. I see the lines there right now, so people hearing what's going on. So,
that's what's up.
You be safe, brother, and send me the song at emo3000@l.com, whatever you got on. And I'll keep you in rotation and keep it going until they know who I'm talking about.
All right, for sure. You're going to have some within the next couple hours, man.
All right, good looking, bro. You be safe out there.
Hey, you too, family.
All right, brother. Yeah. That's real talk with Emo, man. That was the homie confidential right there. You know, I just want to let y'all know when we do this, it's to be real. It ain't no commercial. There ain't none of this rehearsed, man. I got a couple notes sitting right here. You know what I mean? I got one of them rolled up. I got the computer in my face, and I'm right here doing it with you, man, real talk. I mean, these brothers calling out of their busy schedule enough to say, yeah, E, I want to talk and, you know, let people know that I'm down with you. And they saying what they saying about me. And so that means I'm getting the benefit out of it in the end. So, you know. It's all good. It's all real talk with Emo. I got somebody on the line look like they've been hugged for me. I'm going to see who this is. What's up, bro? How you doing, man? Who is this? Who on the line? Who on the line? Somebody want to speak to me, man? Dang. Every time I do that, I get let down. I mean, but it shows me on the board that somebody press 1, it lets me know that you want to be on a live conversation. I have a lot of phone numbers on there, but when you press 1 like somebody just did, you know, we let you on air. What's up with it? Who I'm talking to?
This is Sean, bro. What's up?
What's up with you, man? How you doing, bro?
Hey, I'm good. Happy birthday, brother.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I appreciate that, man. Catch y'all. I ain't been tuned in since the beginning of the show. Friday is my birthday, January 22nd. I accept all gifts. It is all gifts. So,
yeah.
How you doing, my brother? What you got going on?
Oh, man, I'm good. I'm just checking you out, man. Last week when I called in, there's something I wanted to touch on. I like when you're talking about the Google.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You can Google anybody. Most of these rappers coming out of Northern California, Sacramento, Oakland, whatever. You Google us, all you're going to hear is the entertainment side of it, the music or whatever. And, you know, you can Google, like, one of my other favorite rappers out of the East Coast right now, Benny Siegel. You Google him, all you're going to hear is drama. You know what I'm saying? It's like...
Yeah,
you can say somebody's name without and just hear their music or what they on right now instead of all this beef and the trauma and the diss record and a response to this, a response to that. So that's what
deep,
I really appreciate
brother.
Out of the what's
yeah.
coming out of Northern California.
Wow, that was some deep. See, Google is serious. Like you said, you heard me using that. And Brother Confidential was saying, Google him. We kind of, you know, Google is the thing. I mean, anything I need to find out something about, I told you when we conversate about, you know, and things we talk about, you know, Google anything you're thinking about. And when you're saying that, that's a trick because, I mean, you really can get some knowledge from that Google shit. And they, you know, but they're part of running the world. They have all the knowledge. You feel me? So... They're part of the shit, bro. They own a big part of this shit. Google ain't by who they are by accident. So I take that knowledge like they saying, look, dude, it's right here for you. That's what the world is saying nowadays. But if you don't want it, then we got a place for you too. You feel me? So I choose to say, you know, I'm going to do something different than, you know, messing up out here because it's easy to mess up because they don't care if you do that. You feel me?
Yeah. Yeah,
so
I
that's why you're seeing that.
Music coming.
That's why you're seeing that from the East Coast because they kind of like, that's what they doing right now. So the media like getting money off of that then. Since that's what they want to be doing, they was already getting all the money. They started getting this money. You feel me? So it's all kind of money in the East. So they got so much money that they just do shit. You feel me?
Right.
We ain't experienced that kind of money on the West yet, and I hope that's the lesson we learning because when that kind of money start coming to the West, all these artists getting deals and things is going on that I know about. And when that money starts coming here, hopefully we learn off of stuff like that. You feel me?
Right. I hope they just keep it the same too, and just keep it. Based on the music, the entertainment, don't waste the time on the drama, and you know, all this.
Yeah, because I've had a couple rappers that I see get into them little punk beefs, like, in this area, and they folks. We right here, and it's like, why is you two rappers funking in the same time, and we ain't none of us making no $100,000 in the same city. So it's like, why, I mean, that some of them doing it because they think, I've seen the cat say, I'm going to act like I wish he would say my name in the rap. You feel me? It'll boost my career. Like, they wanted dude to rap about him, and then that shit turns into all kind of other stuff because they homies that's around them that be down with that shit be like, you know, they be trying to kill off niggas more than the rapper is. So one of his homies might come up and smoke you on some playful-ass rap beef shit when it was just a rap beef that dude was just playing just to make his record sell. You feel me? And people, it's a trip, man, that shit is happening, but, you know, hopefully we learn from the lessons out there, the earthquakes in Haiti, you know, all this shit, man, the drama on TV, all this shit, you know, hopefully we learn from it. So I appreciate you calling in, my brother. I'm going to get into some music, you know, because, you know, I told him I was going to start talking the head off because this is real talk with Emo. But I appreciate you calling and hit me up. Hey, did you get that email I sent you about the DVD quotes?
No, I'm going to check on that in a minute.
Okay, check on that,
yeah,
man. I sent you a nice little DVD quote. I found something cheaper than what you was looking for, but, you know, we'll talk about that on business. So appreciate you for calling in, bro. If you're going to stay online, do that. You ain't got to hang up. And we're going to keep this shit moving, man, because I got some music for the ladies right now. I don't really just like to just, you know, gangsta it all up all the time. You know what I mean? I love this female's music right here, so I'm going to slap some of this right quick. Yeah.
regret that he hurt you, hurt you.
You must regret the day that you left me.
Uh-uh, he don't deserve you, deserve. He gon' regret that he hurt you, hurt you. LaToya.
I made you cool. You were not doing until I started fucking with you. Gave you swag and a duffel bag.
My coupe is your stroller. Yeah. Tell them this Louis Vuitton scarf is your beard. Or that you call me daddy and my house is your crib. And if he cries, I know how to control that. Give him some bottles of his Conjure cognac just to shut him up. She said you wasn't half the man I am, so I guess she had to double up. He's still trying to get back like the soldiers. Dreaming and it's time to wake him up like Folgers. I just hold her. You used to put a loader. Shit up on her brain, but you lame, now it's over. I keep her by my side like a holster. I plan to make a full house and I ain't talking about poker. But I might poke her and just stroke her, cause I'm about to treat her like a real man supposed to. Luda!
Ha! You must regret the day that
I know you regret it, homie. You dropped your dime and I picked it up.
I mean bad, I mean good though. I ain't just gonna tell you about the places.
berries. No need to call Jerry. Don't need no Springer show. You make me wanna put a diamond on your finger though. And you the business, how you rocking in that Prada, baby? Strolling through the mall, all them lanes won't say nada, baby.
We never gotta worry about anything because I got you. I will always hold it down for you. 'Cause all of the times you've been there for me, I call you more than my shawty. You, you keep it real, stay true. I label you my girl.
I'm messing with your squares, you need a thug in your life. And you don't even drink, that's what I call me, a designated driver. They always at the club, I call your house is where I find ya. Since you my good girl, I'ma be a bad boy. Never play you for a fool, best you ever had, boy. You can hold my iPhone, ain't no other girls calling. Only if it's about some money, homie got to keep
it ballin'. You ain't never gotta worry about anything because I got your hour. Hold it down for you. 'Cause all of the times you've been there for me, I call you more than my shawty. You, you keep it real and stay true. I label you my good girl.
Shawty stays so fly, I'ma call her out of space. She keep me high. I like the way she walk, she's in love with what I do. On the road to the show, in the studio, when I'm done, I'm coming back to you. And I ain't never trip off them other goofy chicks. You my favorite drug, I come to you when I need a fix. I'm your hood boy, you my queen. You my superstar, you make me
your
king.
You ain't never gotta worry about anything because I got you. I will always hold it down for you. 'Cause all of the times you've been there for me, I call you more than my shawty. You, you keep it real and stay true. I label you my good girl.
Now available online and in stores, Emo the French Connection EP. Also available, Emo Leftovers, the digital album on CDBaby.com now. Also log on to paystyle.net for more information. What it do?
What it do?
The Bob Marley of rap in this bitch. Smoke with me one time. Let's get
higher than a mothership.
Let's get
higher than a mothership.
Let's get
higher than a mothership.
Let's get,
yeah, we on some mothership.
Let's get
higher than a mothership.
Let's get
higher than a mothership.
Let's get
higher than a mothership. Yeah, we on some other shit.
35 years, I'm still rapping, still raw. Niggas still snitching. We'll tell what they saw. How you locked up for so long, you can't think.
Heard a lot of shit go wrong,
so don't blink.
Yeah.
My niggas locked in jail, not knowing that it's hard as hell out on these streets too. So I do what I do, making these tracks move, keeping it smooth. I'm killing fools with Pro Tools, making the slump sound like a body in a trunk. With Raspy on the beat, you know it's been a bump. Now they got me hitting the stage, but it's a brand new year, so I'm flipping the page.
Flipping the page?
You goddamn right, I'm on some other shit. Smoke all night until I'm high in the mother shit. And you can keep that XO. All I wanna do is just smoke on nitro.
Higher than a mothership.
Let's get
higher than a mothership.
Let's get
higher than a mothership.
Let's get,
yeah, we on some mothership.
Let's get
higher than a mothership.
Let's get
higher than a mothership.
Let's get
higher than a mothership. Yeah, we on some mothership.
Mind on empty. Now it's simply time to get off of something that I have you higher than the ceiling. I'm feeling so great, the grapes that got me on my back. Break down the swisher and roll this sack. And in fact, I'm loaded, my eyes on focus. Grape cologne be the smell, and yes, I'm potent. I'm high as a mothership, now I'm on some other shit. Joe Bama, well, right, taking over the government. Puff, puff, passer, man, don't harass her. The shit that I blow, I have you feeling like you work for NASA. I'm probably monkey barring on stars. Summer party on Mars, you can tell who I are. It's the slickest guy, and yes, it's I, Jay. J-O-E-Z to the Y, and Young Pippin, I fly. Look, you ain't gotta tell me twice. Wild berry grape flavor got me high as a kite. I'm
higher than a mothership.
Let's get
higher than a mothership.
Let's get
higher than a mothership.
Let's get,
yeah, we on some mothership.
Let's get
higher than a mothership.
Let's get
higher than a mothership.
Let's get
higher than a mothership. Yeah, we on some mothership.
Well, you just rocked it. Now let's head outside. Duck the scavenger smokers and leave them with their mouth wide. Can I hit it? Hell no, you didn't put it on this. So now I'm in line to enter on the mothership. Probably not accident. Just left planet Earth with the whole tip of her thinking that we gon' go to work and make more plans to get base down. And a rep Sacramento, A.E. go wild.
We stay high as a bird, smoking on some herb with my nigga Josie Wells in the club on purr. Hit the parking lot, catch me sipping on some Hennessy. Pour a little out for my nigga in a penitentiary. And when I touch down, blow a nigga face off. Never hear me cough, I smoke until I blast off. Yeah, we neighborhood rap stars. We go to work and spit pay styles and make sure we stay
higher than a mothership.
Let's get
higher than a mothership.
Let's get
higher than a mothership.
Let's get,
yeah, we on some mothership.
Let's get
higher than a mothership.
Let's get
higher than a mothership.
Let's get
higher than a mothership. Yeah, we on some mothership.
Hey, man. Hey.
Yeah, Joe.
These niggas ain't out here doing it how we doing it, man. Out here on motherships and shit.
Yeah, man,
man,
I feel you, man.
Yeah, yeah, what's up with it? You tuned in to Real Talk with Emo. And this is how we do it every Monday at 10 o'clock West Coast time, 12 o'clock a.m. Central time, 1 o'clock a.m. on the East Coast. And, you know, if you're in between, in the middle of all that, you know, you can figure out if you're 2-3 hours ahead or behind us or whatever it may be. You know, people in Europe listening. We got people in Canada listening. Matter of fact, you know, I want to send a shout-out to a few people right quick before I get into some more music. You know what I mean? Shout-out to all my peoples that call in and listen to this show. I send out the little text, and, you know, everybody like, oh, and then, you know, people actually call. So I appreciate y'all taking the time to listen to this show and give me a little time. Tonight we're going to go over the margin because my birthday is Friday, so I won't be able to have a show on Friday. So this is kind of like my celebration for my birthday Friday. So January 22nd is my birthday. We'll say that one more time maybe later on in the show. But back to the shout-outs. I wanted to give a shout-out to Monique. You know, the big sister, the actor, the comedian. She just won a Golden Globe Award, okay? I don't know how much y'all know how big that is, but that's super big for a sister to get something like that. And I wanted to send, you know, my love to her. You know, I don't know. She might, who knows? She might stumble across this and listen to it. But it don't matter. I'm just letting y'all know I'm proud of her doing her thing, and you should be too. Shit, who else, man? I'm going to shout out to everybody that, you know, came call today for the interviews, Confidential and Carter. You know, check them out, my homies that always call and listen to the show all the time. You know, everybody that call in and keep a focus. You know, shout out to Smith Dirty, man, and I Rock. I love that song. My homie Jaxter, you know what I mean? The homie Dez Jack out there in France. My homie DJ Loon, man, in KC. I got to send a shout out to DJ Loon. We're going to get an interview with him soon because he's one of my homies that's doing this thing. And everybody hear me talk about Loon, so we're going to talk to Loon. My homie BC in Canada, one of my producers and engineers that be helping me out with my mixes and shit. You know, my homegirl, May G, nigga Lace Leno, Big Hollis, you know what I mean? Rugged and Raw, D-Money, D-Dub, Bad Actress, you know what I mean? And Carter, you know, I appreciate you coming through like you did. You know, that showed me that I can just put out the call and people will come. Mean to Mean, you know what I mean? Marvelous. My brothers, you know what I mean, out there in Berkeley, 7th Street Sound. My cousin Young, I mean, Swiss over there, Stanky Frankie. And y'all stop by CD1 if you get a chance out there in the military. You know, you can give them a call at 565-1178. They got airbrush and everything over there. So, you know, if you want to go through there and get your airbrush on or buy some music or something like that, call up CD1 and tell them Emo told you to call. 565-1178. And I got a little bit more information later that I'm going to drop for y'all. If you want to send me a drop or a commercial or some songs or something you want played, just send it to emo3000 at AOL.com. That's EMOE 3000 at AOL.com. And I play whatever, man. It don't matter. I'm not going to say I don't like it or, you know, whatever. Just send it, man. You send me something, I'm going to play it. You feel me? Today I played the song people sent me today. They sent me them songs today, and I played them today. Because that's how I do, you know what I mean? I keep it real. I'll tell you something, I'm going to do that. But I'm going to get into some music real quick because this is something off an album that I've been listening to because I'm inspired a lot by artists being real artists, and Kanye West is one of those kind of artists. He's an artist. You know, once you get so big, you become insane, you know what I mean? And I hope that doesn't happen to me, so I pay attention to people like that. So, you know, I just wanted to play this song about this little VH1 reality kind of live thing that he got going on. And I'll come back and chop it up with you. Y'all stay tuned, man. You know how we do it. We'll talk with Emo.
Well, I made a good life. I was very rich already. But if I think back to when I was making the college dropout, thinking, was this what I expected? I mean, I didn't expect the losses, and you expect everything to work out well, but I expected real life. And then I suffered the worst pains to help me to grow. So those experiences, I never asked to take them away because they're all in God's plan and help make me the man I am today and help make me more of a soldier and a vessel. Because if I hadn't suffered those losses, I might be scared or too scared to fight the war on traditional thinking. I'm about to go crazy. About to go crazy. We're about to go crazy. Gonna go crazy. Better than the life I live. And I thought I was gonna go crazy. And now my grandmama ain't the only girl gonna be famous. And if you're feeling it now, throw your hands up in the sky.
Yo, let's go on a living spree. Man, they say the best things in life are free. The good life, it feel like Atlanta, feel like L.A., feel like Miami, feel like N.Y., summertime shy, ah. So I roll through good, y'all pop the trunk, I pop the hood. And she got the good, and she got that ass, I got the look. So it got to be cause I'm seasoned. Hater, give me them salty looks. 50 told me go ahead, twist the saddle. If they hate the letter, hey, what's the money pound up? I go for mine, I got to shine. That's on your hand. Hey, I go for mine, I got to shine. I'ma get on the TV, mama. I'ma put down. Like the girls who ain't on TV cause they got more. The good life, to keep it coming with the bottles. She feel booze like she bombed at Apollo. Good life, it feel like Philly, feel like D.C., feel like D.C., feel like V.A. or the Bay or hey. Homie Tammy was good. Why I only got a problem when you in the hood? Like I'm new in the hood. The only thing I wish it would. He probably think he could. But, no, I don't think he should. 50 told me go ahead, just to stand up. If they hate to let him hate, watch the money pile up. I go for mine. I got to shine. And throw your hands up in it. Hey, I go for mine. I got to
the shine. I'ma get on the TV, mama, and I'ma, yo, I'ma put down. Virgin on tears, but when I get my car back activated, I'm back to Vegas, cause I always had a passion for flashing. Before I had it, put my eyes and imagine a good life. Everybody wants a good life. But what's a good, good life? And let me hear you say, better than the light.
Text it to my phone, yeah. Hey, how you doing? Shawty, what you doing? I ain't got nothing to do tonight, so I wanna get with you tonight. Be at my crib at 7. I hit it 7 to 11. And wear that thing I like, and I'll do that thing you like. It ain't nobody at my home, so we can get freaky as we want. We can play sex all day, get it in sync. Text me back something freaky, freaky. Let me know just how you wanna do me. I'm at my home, sipping on Patron. I'm all alone, so baby text it to my phone, yeah. Text me back something freaky. Shawty, let me know just how you wanna do me. I'm at my home, sipping on Patron. I'm all alone, so baby text it to my phone, yeah.
I'm on that booty call, 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 I'm on that booty call.
So text me how you feel, and shawty keep it real. Are you gonna wind that for me? Are you gonna grind that on me? Are you gonna give me a lap dance while you in them hot pants? Sink, sink deep into your middle like it's quicksand. Let me make it do what it do. I'm glad you like that kinky shit too. Kissing on your back, I know you like that. Drip, drip, drip with the candle wax. Turn off all my phones so can't nobody call us. No tones on while we in the mirror. You scream, I'm in. Girl, come over here, sin. Text me back something freaky, something freaky. Let me know just how you wanna do me. I'm at my home, sipping on Patron. I'm all alone, so baby text it to my phone, yeah. Text me back something freaky. Shawty, let me know just how you wanna do me. I'm at my home, sipping on Patron. I'm all alone, so baby text it to my phone, yeah.
I'm on that booty call, I'm on that booty call, I'm on that booty call, I'm on that booty call.
So text me how you feel, be sure to keep it real. Text me all the things you're gonna do to me, yeah. And don't hold nothing back, whatever it may be. Girl, jump in your ride and come and see me, yeah. Text me back something freaky, something freaky. Let me know just how you wanna do me. I'm at my home, sipping on Patron.
Booty call, I'm on that booty call, I'm on that booty call.
So text me how you feel, and sure to keep it real.
Yeah, what's up with it? You're tuned in to Real Talk with Emo. Every Mondays at 10 o'clock, you can come hang out with your boy. And we're going to discuss a lot of things. Like today, we talked about the Haiti situation. You know, we tapped on Google a little bit. We talked about, you know, female MCs, how they juggle, you know, being a female MC and taking care of family at home and stuff like that. We talked about my birthday is on January 22nd, this Friday. You know, if you hear this after this Friday, after January 22nd, you know, my birthday was on January 22nd, whatever's clever. Also, I just wanted to let y'all know we got a meet and greet going on February 6th in Woodland, California at Barney's Good Time Music. You know, I'm going to be out there with the homies, Big Nodge, Luke, and a few other people. We're going to be out there signing autographs and giving away free CDs and posters and all of that stuff. It starts at 12 o'clock to 2 p.m. So that's 12 noon to 2 p.m. at 15 West Main Street, Woodland, California. And you can hit up the phone number 530-662-6376. And they'll tell you how to get there or whatever, whatnot. I don't know how to get there yet. I have never been there. So I'm going there to go support my homies and sign a few autographs, give away a few CDs and all that stuff. So, you know, I just wanted to say shout out to everybody that's paying attention and still listening to this good music I got for you, man, because it's how I do it. Real talk of Emo, man. Shout out to the people out there in Haiti, man. If you got anything and you can do anything, go somewhere and give something to somebody that ain't got nothing. You might think you ain't got nothing, but, man, if something like that happened around you, bro, we really wouldn't have nothing. So we got a lot more than we think. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful to see another year. You know, every day I get, every year I get wiser with age. So I cut a lot of the crap out. People get to, where you been? Well, you know, I'll be cool on all that nonsense if we ain't about getting something. You feel me? Because we ain't going to get nothing like that, bro. We got to step it up. So this is Real Talk with Emo, man. And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to step it up this year. So I'm getting too old to be playing games. Another year this Friday, January 22nd is my birthday, man. Happy birthday to me.
Nigga, to a dub, from a G to a scrub. I'm a vet on the set, I'ma show you what it was. Y'all flipping out, tripping out, cause I took a different route. 6'2 wag, hell yeah, come dipping out. Beach City Rider, 85er, East Sider. Ain't none of y'all niggas fiver. I hear the bad shit that y'all talk. Y'all wanna catch me out of pocket, but I can't get caught. I'ma show you what a bitch thought, a bitch talk. A nigga got played out and laid out in chalk. It's a cold game, it's like a rap riddle. 9 times out of 10, a bitch was in the middle. Most neighborhoods started off cool. In the 80s, it was Long Beach, fool. Wasn't no separation. Here's a toast to the real shit, the foundation. You know my game is amazing. I keep blazing. East side niggas is the craziest and the shadiest. Yeah, dog, tell them again. What you talking about, Lope? I got elephant in.
Hello, boss. Loving how to finally take the fall.
Evil hearts with loophole.
I always felt that you would have never had to stab me everywhere.
More rumors, more lies, more money, more time. I don't really give a fuck, cause you know I'm gon' shine. So you better get yours and quit worrying about mine. I see it in your voice and I hear it in your eyes. So jealous, so envious. What a drag. Real talk, Lope, you ain't acting like a man. Your message is, I bless you with, I guess you is, look at the mess you in.
Man, come on, man, holla at me, man. I got these minutes and everything on this international line, man. I'm in Paris right now. Yeah, I'm actually up under the Eiffel Tower, like as we speak right now, man. Pimpin' is international, dog. On everything I love, Damani, man. Holla at me, man. Congratulations to the players, man. Pimpin' ain't easy.
Man, that song had me up in here like, yeah, yeah. I hear the secret that you keep. I was really modeling, like, you know, that old Snoop Dogg stuff, you know, because I'm an OG, man. I don't really jerk or none of that, you know what I mean? But it's all good. Paying homage to all the West Coast G's when I slap some of those West Coast makers. I be loving that. I grew up on all that. And, I'm a part of that in a way. I just ain't made the million of the big break yet, but I've been putting it down, and people call me a cheat. You know what I mean? They let me know that you a legend out here, man. You've been doing your thing. So I'm starting to embrace that and feel like I need to get what I deserve. So that's why we're doing this real talk with Emo and all that. Let y'all know I got a little knowledge and a little something going on out here that some people might not know about. And so do a lot of artists out here. So I try to channel it through me on my way up. So with that being said, man, if you got a commercial or something about your album, or any audio, man, a song, a single, it can be cussing, it can be edited, it don't matter. Send it to me at emo3000@aol.com, and I'll play it on the air, man. I'm going to be doing this for a while, you know. It ain't going to just be, you know, you see Emo doing this show one day, and then he ain't, unless I'm, you know, God forbids. You know, whatever, we don't even say that, because my birthday coming up this Friday, right? January 22nd, right? Happy birthday to me, so we ain't trying to hear none of that in case nothing. We're going to keep this mobbing. This year, we going to the top, man. 2010, our chance to win out here in the SAC, guaranteed. And don't forget to come through and if you got emails about topics or something you want to talk to me about, whatever, or you want me to talk to people about, or you want me to bring up, or what my opinion is. You can hit me on my Twitter, go to my MySpace or whatever. Just go to paystyle.net, you can find all of that there. I don't want to go through the line of mentioning all of those things, but just go to my paystyle.net, paystyle.net, and you can find all the little clinks and labs and tabs and links, I mean, and you know, all the other stuff right there. So, you know, go there, man, and, you know, just send me an email or something at emo3000.com or whatever about the topic you want to talk about, or you see me on the streets, or you can text me about what you want us to talk about here on Real Talk. I got a lot of stuff to talk about, but I like to include people in our situation. Once again, you know, you can check us out in Woodland, February 6th. We're going to be doing a little autograph signing out there. It's going to be an after party and everything. So 12 to 2 will be the little autograph signing. Then later on, like 10 o'clock or something, we're going to be at a little club doing a couple of little songs and, you know, doing it big how we do it when we try to do it big. You know, just log on to that blogtalkradio.com/streets with a Z, STREETZ, radio, RADIO. And, you know, you can go to my MySpace or whatever and check out that flyer that's on there. It's not my profile pic yet, but when I get closer to the day, you'll see me switch it to my profile pic, so you'll be able to see more information where it's at and if you want to come through and slide through. I already got people hitting me up talking about they're going to come out there. You know, Woodland don't really get a lot of entertainment. This is one little record store they got out there called Barney's Good Time Music. You know, you can Google it or something, whatever, find it. But, you know, it's one record store in that area. And they like to, you know, bring stuff down there because there's only one record store. So when somebody finds out something that's going on out there, it's like, oh, I'm going to that. They instantly go, you know. So we trying to hit up little areas like that in the cuts. I done did my at-home thing and, you know, did like two shows for like 2-3 years straight. And the other people doing it now, I'm glad that's continuing. And, you know, I'm glad we was a part of starting something that's going on. I'm seeing my little cousins and stuff now that's 21 being able to go into these clubs. When I was first throwing them, they was, you know, 18 and shit, and they couldn't come to the club. And they was like, they wanted to come perform bad. Now that I see them texting me about a show that they got at the Silk and stuff like that. So, you know, shout out to Sonny out there, man. You know what I mean? Shout out to my homie Hondo out there, man. You know, y'all going to see him walking around soon. I heard he got his leg the other day, you feel me? So that's it. Congratulations. You know, a year later, man, back walking, you know, maybe not with two legs, but he got the ability to still walk and stand up straight like a man. So, you know, shout out to my homie Hondo for that. You know what I mean? So you know how we do it, man. I'm going to keep it in mind because this is my birthday show. You feel me? So I'm going to play what I want to play.
Hey, when I give you these keys, homeboy, don't move my car, man. I'm right in the front, you dig? Don't move my shit, man. Ho, baby, what's your name?
Go, girl. It's your birthday. Till I walk inside the doorway, bottles of that rosé, smiling like Dolce and Gabbana. Shawty, you the baddest, and to meet you is an honor. La mama, I got a table waiting. What you think about a convo? And if you like it, baby, we can take it to the condo. And if you like the condo, we can move the party to the bedroom. I'ma beat your body like a congo. Since we in the club for now, might as well get another round. Know this ain't nothing in your cup, so get here, baby, let me fill it up. Go, girl. Said her man be on that bullshit pimpin'. Well, I retire from the bull like Pippin. Tryna get you home or would you be Mark Simpson? Whip out front, we can leave like pronto. Maple leaf dash got you feeling like Toronto. Make your body rise like you're puffin' on a joint though. Girl, that's only if you want dough.
You ready?
But since we in the club for now, might as well get another round. Know this ain't nothing in your cup. So get here, baby, let me fill it up. Go, girl.
Birthday,
over wide, I know you're Thursday.
It's like I'm your doctor. All I prescribe is cranberry and vodka. Then I'm trying to kick it, play a little soccer, and bust a couple off. Blocka, blocka, the Henny in your system. You start drunk texting and suddenly you miss them, or even want to diss them. Then you call your girl like, what the hell you gave me? She like, don't blame me, you better do like Jamie. And blame it on the liquor, he works every time. Patron, you my know it's somebody's birthday. Well, where you? And I know you're thirsty, but don't know where your glass at.
Oh, girl, girl,
say
birthday, birthday.
Oh, why?
Champagne,
cause
no,
we
got
no
that
hands,
dough.
Baby.
Let me hear you say ah.
If you want me to
say
it, just makes it easier. Hey girl, it's my birthday. Oh, why? I know you Thursday. Say ah. Yeah, man. You know what I mean? It's my birthday, so I'm just having a little fun, you know, wilding out, you know what I mean? So I know you feel the liveliness in me. Because it's my birthday. I'm hearing sirens outside. The rain is pouring down like I don't know what. 1 minute it's slow, it ain't, you know, rain, and then it just start hitting hard. I'm like, man, what the? You know what I mean? So we're going to get into a little music, man, dedicated to my homies locked down. You know what I mean? I wish they could come home. Some of my homies can't come home, and the brothers that can't come home, you know, I hope you hurry up and come home, get early release, and come home.
You did that first stretch. You came home and got your money on. Niggas in the hood hated on you cause they couldn't get their money long. Long story, I could go on and on about that. But you said you changed your life, so you don't care about that. No need to hear about that. But I heard that sucker snitch, so we still trying to take care of all that. Till I know some more, I'ma fall back. Too many mixed stories, but the truth gon' come out. Can't wait till you come out. Even though you trying to do right, shit, I'ma dumb out. We miss you, so for now, just
come home.
Gangster, the homies told me about you. Plus, I read about you in the paper when I was like a seventh grader.
Never know, 13 years later, I'll be favored by the Raiders. Surprised to see you name me in the interview. That made more of a reason to reach out to you. Didn't even know you paid attention to the little homie. And did some verses and some drops that was ill for me. That was real for me. You the one low. So I'ma hold it down for the block until you come home.
Right.
twice as dry ice. Hello, Tech 9.
That's what's happening. Strange Music Box got us tapping in. Strange Music Box bumped that slap again. Strange Music knocks back up opening. Strange Music Box, that's what's happening. Strange Music Box got us tapping in. Strange Music Box bumped that slap again. Strange Music knocks back up opening. Strange Music Box.
Yeah. What's up with you, man? You're tuning in to Real Talk with Emo. And it's getting kind of late or whatever, so I'm going to spin a couple more songs and I'm going to get up out of here. When you call in, anytime you call into the show, if you want to holler at me or whatever, you just press 1. And it shows me a little, you know, like, hey, it shows me a symbol on the screen that lets me know, hey, somebody wants to talk to you or whatever. So you press 1. It'll let me know you want to chop it up, you know, in the future when you call next Monday or whatever, or the next Monday after that, and the next Monday after that, whatever. You know, you press 1 and it'll let me know you want to chop it up. I'm getting better at this every day. I'm listening to the wind, whistling outside. It's so cold. I'm glad I'm inside right now. If you outside, you know, stay safe. God bless everybody that, you know, paid attention to the show or that listened to the show afterwards and spread it to somebody else. You can click on the little show thing and press the share button, and you can just, you know, press it right to your Facebook, right to your MySpace, you know, just do that for me, right? If you're listening to this right now, later, after the process or whatever, right quick while you're listening to me, if you're at work, you know, later on, even if you ain't listening tonight live, later on when you listen to it, you can just sit at work or when you're on computer and just pop the little widget up, press play, and just leave it there and go ahead and work. You know, this is just about an hour and a half or so full of good music that you can just sit there and listen, let it play real low. It's not too loud. It ain't going to bang in your ear. Just go on and let that play for your boy and just, you know, so it'll remind you of things that's going on. You'll be reminded of Confidential and Ann Carter and the people that called in, the Buenos and Brother Lynch's and the album, Brother Lynch album, then in the movie come out. Next month, March 23rd, you know what I mean? Not next month, not February, March 23rd. You'll be remembered by those things. You'll be able to hear it, not just, you know, hear the beginning of the show and then, you know, turn it off. But if you know you're going to be sitting there for a minute or whatever, just go on and just let this play in the background while you still do your work and all your little checking your MySpace and checking your Twitters and all that old crap. And you'll hear some of you be like, oh, I'm going to go there real quick. You know what I mean? It'll be informational information that you would want to know. I'm over here getting all lit and shit like it's really my birthday, you feel me? But happy birthday to me. January 22nd is my day, and I'm proud of that. God bless everybody that pay attention and listening to the show. I'm going to play a couple more songs and keep it moving. This one right here is just, you know, it's about to the females out there that I might have had in my life before that we ain't around each other now, whatever, but I still appreciate you as a human being, and it's like just because of that, and we ain't cool no more on that level, whatever, I still appreciate you, and, you know, just something to just let you know that just because we ain't together don't mean we can't be friends no more. That's what brothers should be able to do with a female, because when y'all break up, it should be because, hey, whatever you was trying to do wasn't working, and you say, you know, we're going to go our ways. But it shouldn't be. But I know sometimes people break up because of stuff that, like, cheating and things like that, whatever. But even if so, if you break up with somebody because they cheating, whatever, you know, okay, that ain't for me. Y'all went y'all separate ways. Ain't no need to keep on, oh, I hate you, and every time I see, I can't stand them because they did that to you. They did it, and it's over with. You know, you can kind of do that with your family, and you know, your family, they might take something, steal $20 or something for you. You know, your daughter might call you talking crazy one day and got you upset, but you can't hold those grudges forever. You know what I mean? So even though y'all ain't together no more or whatever, you know, you can still call a person and say, hey, how you doing? You know, how's your kids doing or whatever? You know, that means a lot to the world alone. With people being so separated and being like, okay, we ain't together. Fuck that nigga. He ain't good. You know what I mean? You talking bad about me to the next female that could probably be ain't saying me or whatever, because I ain't really out here talking to no females. You know, I focus on this music. But as a man, you know, you out there saw me to a female that probably could have been the next female that helped me be a better man. You know, just because you couldn't, we didn't work and it didn't do it, don't mean you should go badmouth somebody to, you know, vice versa. Men shouldn't do it either, because, I mean, that's like, you notice I mentioned females first, because that's kind of like, you know, something females would do, like, nah, don't talk to him, because I don't see a man out there, no, don't talk to her, man, because he really want her for himself. That ain't right, man, you know? Just, everybody, let's try to find some way, man, to just be like, you know, I'm saying it to myself right now. I'm preaching it right now because it's a lot of stuff that be getting me upset. People get me upset that I be wanting to just, but I don't come at people with violence or I'm going to fuck you up or I'm going to do this and that. I just leave people alone. I feel like success is the best revenge. You feel me? That's my motto. So if you didn't want to get down with me and be my folks now, okay. Don't remember that dude when he do his thing and he got something going for himself. I don't want to hear that coming around that, because I might hear it, but that's not somebody you ain't going to be able to trust. You know what I mean? You're going to automatically be thinking, you know, this person might do something to me because I remember we was cool before and the nigga came at me foul like this, this, and that. And then I get some money and now this nigga coming around. Man, I don't know about dude. You know what I mean? It's always going to be something there. So that forgive and forget type thing or whatever, it really helps the world. It helps heal the world. You know what I mean? Even if people like in gangs was to be able to be like, okay, yeah, homie's in the other block. He did this, he did that. But I ain't tripping, you know what I mean? If he don't do it again, it's all good. Most of the times dudes do it again. But, you know, if it was just that part of saying, okay, if he don't do it again, I'm good. But some people don't even have that level. You know, you do something to me, all shit, nigga, I ain't no punk, I got to do something to you. And most of the time, the things get bigger and bigger and bigger. Like this weekend, you know, I didn't hear the whole story or whatever, but, you know, my son's mom worked at this store, and she was like, two people in the store was complaining about one person that got killed and another person that got killed. They both worked at the store, somebody got mad at somebody, shot up something, 35 bullets, and they ended up shooting two people in coincidence. It's a coincidence that when people come to work the next morning, the two people work at the same job. I mean, it's like somebody got to find some way to calm the fuck down. If we don't start calming down somewhere, eventually everybody's just going to start turning the guns on each other and start shooting each other up. It's no problem with doing that, but I got kids and stuff that's going to be here after I'm gone. Shout out to my granddaughter. I mean, you know, I don't care who what thinks who whatever. You know, I got a granddaughter. You feel me? Now, she going to be here way after I'm gone. After her mother gone and all that, she's still going to be here. And this world going to be three times worse if somebody somewhere don't start something. So this is me talking to the world, man. Whoever want to hear it, shit got to change, man. I mean, you know, I hang around all these artists. And all. That's why I stopped going out to the clubs and all that, because it was like when you come to the silk, I was already at the top of the park where I was the one throwing the show. So, of course, the niggas coming in there looking at me like, you know, who's you? Ooh. You know, thinking I'm trying to get at their feet. I'm speaking on me or whatever. I ain't speaking on nobody else's situation. But you draw that attention that make people, you get people that like you for what you're doing. They give you props. You get people coming up. And a dude that don't like you, it's them two dudes that's sitting over there on the side getting mad every time somebody walk up to you and say, what's up? Every time somebody say, oh, shout out to Emo on the mic, because he the one put this together. They don't want to see nobody else get no shine because they did it. So you sitting back like, well, nigga, you do it then. They don't want to hear that. It's all, oh, fuck you then, nigga. Then, you know what I mean? So being in those type of environments taught me that I couldn't be in those environments unless I was ready. I was always by myself. I didn't roll with a crew. I didn't carry guns all the way. I might bring my shit to the club once or twice because I was a club promoter, and I can get through the door without getting searched. But when I first used to come, I didn't get searched none. I know a lot of people that get searched. The dude that was at the door, he wasn't really searching nobody. So everybody was just walking in and out of there eventually telling each other, man, I walked straight through with my thing. All the promoters, we all coming with guns. One night, we all had guns in the back of the club. If something would have jumped off, you know, we all started shooting. I could have shot my own friend or something. He could have shot me instantly because we in a little bitty-ass club with no security guards handling nothing. The dude that's at the door, he touching people, he, you know, touching them down and acting like he's searching somebody, whatever, but he only getting $40 or something that night. So he don't care about his job, and we standing out there like, shit, I ain't knocking you, bro. Just do the best you can, because I wouldn't pay any. You know, the club owner was paying him to do what he, the best he could. So we seeing all this on the inside, and I'm seeing everything getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Some nights we having super nights. Some nights hella slow. Some nights nobody come. I ain't never had an event where nobody came, but I've been to people's events and stuff that nobody was coming. So not only was I throwing hella events, me and my homie Hondo was throwing events. It was other people throwing events, and it was like events 3 days of the week. So I'm telling people, man, this is getting burnt out, bro. We need to kind of resource all these people that's talented and promoters, and we all need to come together and try to take this to another level, man. I think we got going, something going here. Everybody here is sitting at the meetings and the lunch. Yeah, we should do that. We should do that. As soon as we walk out the door, fuck that, man. I ain't fucking with that nigga. Hey, man, come here. Hey, yeah, we'll do that and all that, but I ain't fucking with dude. And I'm like, damn, we were just sitting at the table, and everybody was like, yeah. Why couldn't the motherfucker say, yeah, that's cool and all that, but nah, I don't really want to do that right now. He could have made up another story or whatever, but we come outside and you want to tell me it's because you don't want to deal with the dude that you've been dealing with anyway? We walking around every day at these shows with each other, promoting each other's shows, bringing, telling people to come to this show. We coming to each other's shows. We performing at each other's shows. We getting our name on each other's flyers. And eventually, we start promoting ourselves. So I used it as a mechanism to promote myself. That's why I started throwing the shows, to promote emo. And then at the same time, give some love to artists that wanted to do their thing because I had the access to the club to do it. She called me and said, Emo, would you like to do this? Because a couple years before people was doing it there, I was the first person that threw shows at the show. First person. It was in 93. Now, ain't nobody was throwing. Y'all didn't start throwing these shows in 2006, 2007. Back in 99. My bad. I threw a show there. And after that, people remembered that, oh, yeah, man, let me go over there and talk to that lady. That, you know what I mean? So she remembered what I did and called me and said, hey, do you want some days? And gave me a whole bunch of days. And I was happy. Everybody was. We was excited, like, oh, man, we get to go some shows. And so, of course, we took the days, not even knowing what we was going to do with them, what we was going to call those shows or whatever. And we just started naming, making it a name that day. Are we going to show? Before you know it, it just started getting tiring, man. Everybody was talking about, I'm tired of coming to this. Artists coming up there doing the same songs all the time, thinking they're the stars and getting mad if they can't get on the stage and do 20,000 songs. We got 40 other artists waiting. It just started becoming dangerous. Now, I could feel the danger from even just dealing with artists behind the stage getting their CD to put it on. But if I didn't take it fast enough, whatever, next you know, nigga looking at me crazy, ready to kill me over just him being the artist coming to. How you going to be the artist and you going to the event that the people letting you to perform on and you going to gangster them and you going to tell them what you, and you ain't solo. Record at first. Nobody in the club know you, but the people you brought with you, y'all all got in free because y'all was on the flyer and we let y'all all free. And then you come in the club and disrespect us. It just made me, like, lose respect for the whole little shit. So I stopped doing shows on my own. Hondo called me because, you know, we was close and we do our thing kind of similar. And we had a lot of conversations, and he said, man, you know, I just need you to come help me do my shows. You don't have to do nothing, really. You don't even have to pay no money on no flyers or whatever. Or I'll put your name on, so it was a benefit for me to do that because, you know, I know he was a good man and he promote, he do his shows. So my name was going to be attached to another movement. So it said FU and Paystyle Music. So bam, there go my name, keep going. So for me still promoting emo and trying to do my thing, I felt like, okay, even though I stopped doing shows, I didn't want to do my own shows by myself because it was too hectic. They ended up being, I helped Hondo, he helped me. So it was like, fuck it, yeah, I'll roll with you and help you do your shows. All I had to do was help him DJ, get a few artists to go. It started becoming easier for both of us. So you know it, we had a formula. So everybody that was trying to come together, that was supposed to come together, started acting all funny, and it was just me and Hondo in our own little world, man. These people throwing shows on that day talking about don't go to that nigga's show. Oh, man, don't go to them. They was really, like, sabotaging us, bro. I ain't saying no names and all that, but I heard, seen evidence that it was going on. Brothers coming to us, man, I heard y'all funky woo-woo-woo. I'm like, huh? Man, this is getting ridiculous. We all supposed to be in this trying to make some money. Niggas ain't making a dime. Sometimes we make $40 on the show. Sometimes we make $500 on the show. But we splitting it three ways, two ways, whatever. So any night was good for us because we didn't trip because the lady gave us the club, remind you. We didn't have to pay for the club like everybody else did. We started doing things like that, whatever, but we was the ones that started whatever. So why would we have to pay for the club? Even if y'all did have to pay for the club and other people did, you should have. Because now you wanted to come and get somewhere where it was hot, you knew people was coming to. Everybody wanted to come and perform at the still. Everybody still want to come and perform. Like I said, my little cousins and them is old enough now. They proud to be, man, we performed at the still, cousin. I'm like, yeah, that's good, man. Do your thing. Because we made that something. So, for now on, I've been trying to make something else crack out here because we made that crack. I made producing crack. I messed with a whole bunch of artists that helped the game crack and sack. I got a lot to do with spring and shit. So with me saying, okay, I'm going to help Hondo do his shows, I went on and took that responsibility with him with no problem. I was there with him every time, whatever he needed, right there by his side. So on that night of that show happened, up to them shows, I was already feeling like we was getting bigger and bigger. Every show we was throwing was getting bigger and bigger. Everything we put our name on, people was coming because they knew when they came to our show, they was going to get a cool show, some nice, cool artists. We was going to treat people with respect, and we was going to try to do the best we can to let people get on. They respected us. Some people that threw shows only did their side or their area, or you ain't from the north or you ain't from this area. They was only putting them kind of people on the car. Us, we were shaking it up, letting anybody come through from the Bay and all, you know, artists out of town, everywhere, from out of state, everywhere. We was letting people get on. So people gave us props for always putting them on. So our events started getting big, like, you know, these are the people to go to. For a minute, we was feeling sabotaged. People wouldn't come. We was like, what's going on here? We figured it out. So we promoted hard, started doing other things, got our crowd back up. Here's where the danger comes in. Now that you got your crowd back up and you got people coming in and out of the door all the time, well, then we need to step up the security in here. We got one security guard at the door that's new now because the dude that used to get paid, we used to hang out there with him, quit. He got tired of the bullshit like everybody else did. He walked. Now we got a new security guard that's out there, ain't doing nothing. He ain't touching people. He ain't doing nothing. So I'm knowing, bro, it's people walking in and out of this club with straps. I'm knowing it is. But we couldn't really do nothing about it. We, you know, it felt the same way as if I could have been on a dope spot with brothers with guns. So to me, it wasn't unusual, but I didn't want to see nothing happen that other people got hurt on the account of something we threw together and put out there. And it could have possibly been one of us. I said these words verbatim with my mouth before it happened. People can tell you this. So then the night comes, and two girls break out in a fight. After that, next thing you know, we rushing my homie to the hospital. After that, while I'm sitting in the hospital going back and forth up there for months and seeing my homie laying there like this, and all I'm thinking is, why is a brother laying there like that when I know he was the type of brother that was saying, nah, don't trip off him, man. Nah, don't, let's just keep doing our thing, man. I'm going to put him on, though, man. You know, I give everybody a shot, man. I mean, this was a brother that really, you know, if he turned mean and didn't like you or whatever, it's because you made him do that. And the nigga said, well, then fuck you then. But before that, even after he said, well, fuck you then, tomorrow, he'd be like, man, I ain't really tripping off dudes, you know. I mean, that brother had a heart. After getting stabbed 22 times prior to this incident and almost dying, coming back strong, you know, rapping on the stage is where I met him. At shows, we was performing on the same little show that somebody invited us to. And I'm standing in the crowd like a man. I'm like, dude, I need to, you know, he gets off the stage. I shake Hondo in. And we became cool ever since that day. Every time I seen him at another show, we walked up to each other, just kept giving dabs. Before you know it, we, you know, get off the stage. He like what I'm doing. He get off the stage like what he doing. Before you know it, we became cool. So I'm sitting at this brother looking at this brother that could have been, you know, he could have done whatever and said whatever he could have done, but he didn't deserve to be laying there like that. That night we took him to the hospital and he cut his leg off. He didn't get to have a leg for two more days or nothing after that. That night he had cut his leg off. Now, I was there sitting there. Everybody else couldn't even get made. They couldn't even get past certain people to come up there and do whatever. So this is stuff I was going through every day because this was my friend that was standing next to me 1 minute, and then the next minute I'm looking at him laying in there like that like that. That wasn't the first brother that that's happened to me, though. So that's why it hit me so hard, because the other brothers that it happened to was from us being in the streets, us doing this and that. They I get a call because this nigga somewhere else and he doing that. And it's kind of like, not to say it, but you kind of expect it. You know what I mean? Some of our brothers that been killed people and gone to jail and all that, when you hear these kind of calls, it's almost kind of like you expect that. But being next to a brother in reality and then, you know what I mean, he didn't, we ain't in that. We trying to do music and we help people and we put them on and we try to do whatever we can to help for that to happen. It was like, oh, man, that could have been me laying in the bed. That's all I saw, is that, man, that could have been me. That I'm not going to put myself in that position again because I saw that it can happen. We didn't listen, and it happened. And I got a guilt that I can't go back around that situation like that, you know what I mean, without being in a better situation, protected it more in my life. You know what I mean? 3-4 niggas around me that I trust and whatever, whatever. So right now, I go to other cities and I go to other areas because for some reason they seem to respect you a little bit more outside of your city. In your city, they seem to hate on you a little bit more and make you feel like, oh, man, you ain't doing shit. I know him. He and they grew up. He used to be dirty. Somewhere over there in another city, they don't know all that. So when you step out, they like, oh, I heard him on Lynch and stuff. And that's all they know is the music they heard and the products they seen me on. So when I go somewhere, people know me, and I'm like, wow, I didn't know I was doing it like I do it. So it makes me press harder to do it even harder for myself because over the years I've been down with other people's movements and helping them push their thing. So people know me in the game a little bit from seeing me with this dude or hearing my name here and there or shouted or in the credits, but they don't know what is emo, what do we do? Emo is all that, man. I do all that. That's what it's about, this shit. Last year, if you notice, all I did was drop emo. You know, I built this little promotional company that people seen me promoting emo so hard, they wanted me to do that for them. You feel me? So now, next year, you're going to see me doing promotions for other artists and stuff. So if you see me posting a comment on your page and all that, you know what I mean? Check the brother out or whoever I'm sending that information to you about because, you know, they might be the next big thing. And it helps me, you know what I mean, because that's what I make my money doing. Is over the years, I dropped out of school with, like, 10th grade. Wasn't a dummy. I just dropped out to sell dope and all that. Then I sold dope for hella years. Then I stopped doing that when my little cousin got killed next, you know, that was like my son. He was my little younger cousin. He died on his birthday. I felt that was fucked up. That could have been me. So that happened a long year. So all these niggas dying in between my cousin getting killed, all the way up to Hondo. It's just too much little shit that I was just, you know, I'm tired of being around that kind of shit. So, you know, right now I'm just trying to, you know, do music to try to get me, you know, out of all of any of that shit so I can get some money to help other people get out of that shit. Right now I just make a little something here and there, man, to, you know, keep the music going. So I'm not broke and I'm not rich, but you know, I do make some money off of what I'm doing, so I decided to make sure I do all of my talents this year. This year, I'm doing them all. So the promotion company went up. Moe Promotion, M-O-E, promotion. You get Moe Promotion messing with me. You want Moe Promotion, come mess with me. Because all that other crap is like, they trying to do what they see me do, man. I mean, they ain't trying to do it. They learning from me. You feel me? Because I teach. I don't do stuff and be like, aha, you don't know how to do it. You want to know how I do something, man, if you got a minute, I ain't busy or whatever, it's nothing. If I can show you whatever, I'll show you. But for my services and you want me to do this and you want me to do that, man, just slide me something is my favorite model. Because my price tag seem to be too high for people, but some people telling me I'm charging too less. But I got to keep it in the middle because I'm in the game where I'm at and I try to help people. So I keep my prices low and I try to do my thing. But in a minute, all that shit is a wrap. I'm telling you, I got so much shit going on right now. I got music planned up. People just seeing my little stuff I'm putting out now. Just little stuff I'm working on. But until I get this situation all the way right, it's going down. I got enough stuff already in line to make that happen. A lot of my folks getting deals and all that already. I'm just riding with them, helping them promote their little thing. You know what I mean? My homie Big Hollis album coming soon, all that. So, you know, like I told you, man, this is real talk with Emo. I probably even talked your head off real quick because that's what you needed to do. I told myself,